are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, they were talking about today in the news how the morning after pill is rising, that more and more American women are using the morning after pill to the point where it's actually doubled. And we're seeing more and more younger women using it. And, you know, you kind of have to scratch your head and go, are we kind of missing the point when it comes to the whole sex and birth control thing? I just find it too fast foodish, convenience store-ish to think that if you have unprotected sex, you could just go and pop the morning after pill. It's actually two pills. It's 12 hours apart. But just pop the quote-unquote medication and be good and on your way. I mean, I guess I look at pregnancy and I look at, you know, conception just less frivolously. Am I just too old school? All right. They say here the use of morning after pills by American women has more than doubled in recent years. The finding is likely to add to the public debate over rules issued by the Obama administration on a new healthcare law that require most employers to provide free coverage of birth control, including morning after pills to female employees. Some religious institutions, of course, and some employers have objected to this. Morning after pills, what they do is they give you a big whopping dose of progesterone. You need to take it within the first 72 hours of unprotected sex, and it prevents fertilization. So it inhibits the egg from, I guess, traveling. It slows down the traveling time, and it makes the whole, I should say, arena more hostile to a sperm and egg fertilizing. And it's actually fairly effective, not 100%, it's in the 80s to 90s. Now, I guess in 2006 to 2010, they were used by 11% of sexually active women. So one out of every 10 women are going to the morning after pill. One in four women between the ages of 20 and 24 who have ever had sex have used the morning after at some point. 25%. Now, you see, I look at this as a doctor going, why is there all this unprotected sex? Why? Now, I didn't say premarital sex. That's a whole other subject for a different day. I'm just saying unprotected sex. If 25% of women between 20 and 24 need to frantically go and get the morning after pill, what the heck have we taught these women and men? Do we really have that much of an aversion towards condoms? Or, I mean, I know we have an aversion towards abstinence. That's just something that nobody even wants to talk about or think about. But are you kidding me? 25% of the time, women have to panic that they got pregnant because the sex was unprotected. What is going on here? Well, I mean, you know, didn't AIDS scare us in the 80s? Weren't we so freaked out about HIV that the whole condom push exploded? And, do people think, you know what, it's not going to happen to me because I'm a heterosexual? Yes, you could still get HIV, you could still get syphilis, you could still get herpes, you could still get HPV, human papillomavirus, which could cause genital warts and cervical cancer. Are you guys kidding me? I don't understand why sex is so frivolous now. I understand it's in the movies and it's in the TV shows and all the songs and the rap songs and, you know, it's fun. But don't people have any more control over themselves? And I'm not saying to control themselves from having sex, just the idea of stop and put on a condom. Are we that, do we have that lack of willpower? Now, I know we lack willpower, you know, any of these cell phone studies where if we, you know, if we don't have our phone, we can't live without it. We're always looking at our phone. You know, we also know that we don't have willpower when it comes to food. Many of us can get our food, fast food, so we start eating right away. We don't have to wait anymore for phone calls or letters in the mail. We have an, you know, this whole email system, texting system. We get everything instantaneously. It's this instant gratification that we have. People can see whatever movies they want to on their TV, on their computer. If we want knowledge, we don't have to wait to get to a library. We could just look it up on the internet. So maybe this whole instant gratification type of trend we have in society has obviously extended now to sex. But it just blows my mind that people are looking at contraception so casually. You don't just go and pop high progesterone every time you have unprotected sex. Yes, it possibly works, but who's protecting you? Are you being protected against STDs? Are you, you know, and what if it doesn't work and you get pregnant? I thought we were supposed to be teaching everybody to be very responsible with sex and understand that any sexual encounter could result, I mean, in a sexual encounter that's, you know, maybe not oral, okay, but you know what I'm talking about, that any sexual encounter could result in a life. And with that, you need to take on responsibility. And I think we're just teaching society no big deal. Birth control is free. We're shelling it out in colleges. The morning after pill you could get in dispensers in colleges. It's just out there for everybody. Obama said it's free. And I guess when somebody thinks that something is free or in a dispenser, that they don't have to stop and think. Now, I know Michelle Obama, as well as our current administration, wants to get rid of candy dispensers and Coca-Cola dispensers in high school. But birth control dispensers is okay. I'm confused. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 14th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,648.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.73. A half ounce for $844.87. Or a quarter ounce for $422.43. That's $1,689.73, $844.87, and $422.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Sniffling and I'm, hey, but I'm making it today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys have your calls on the answer line. Let's get to them right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I had a question about tooth abscesses. I'm wondering a few things. I have antibiotics, and I'm wondering, without going through the hassle of having to take all those antibiotics for 2 weeks, could I break the antibiotic and put it on my tooth directly? And also, could I try, are there any natural remedies that might work effectively that I might try before using the antibiotics, like oregano oil or tea tree oil or anything like that that I could put on the tooth with like a cotton swab and just let it sit there, colloidal silver, anything like that that might work just in case, you know, so that I don't have to take the antibiotics if I don't need them.
That's a great question. Okay. You know, when it comes to tooth abscesses, now remember, you're talking to an MD. So, of course, I'm going to say don't muck with the tooth abscess. That could, you know, lead to sepsis, the infection. I mean, it could be deadly. We do not like to mess around with tooth abscesses, and we would always encourage the antibiotics. But for decades and centuries, people have been using oils and ginger root and clove oil, black seed oil. There's been a variety of things that they would do, but most of these oils help with the pain. Colloidal silver, and again, we don't have a lot of studies proving this, but what the theory behind colloidal silver is it could draw out the infection. Again, it's nothing that your, you know, run-of-the-mill MD or dentist or oral surgeon would recommend, because again, God forbid the infection starts to go rogue and we told you to use colloidal silver and not antibiotics, we're going to be sued, possibly lose our license. But absolutely, I've heard of people trying to use colloidal silver, using drops of oregano, putting it under the tongue, swishing it around, you know, the topical rub of it. But again, we don't really have any studies that are saying that you're going to be safe and you could completely forego the antibiotics. You know, we used to always use salt water. We would use salt water to help fight infection because salt with the high osmolality could cause degrees of osmolality changes with the bacteria. Some of them could burst. I mean, we've used salt water gargles many times for throat infections. But as many of you have noticed, sometimes the salt water gargle just doesn't fix it. And when it comes to a tooth abscess, you know, I mean, do you guys understand what a tooth abscess is? I mean, the idea of you having an abscess, okay, in the tooth or basically at the root or a gum abscess is some pretty scary stuff. Okay, there's different regions of the tooth. You got the periapical, which can occur at the tip of the root, which could be extremely painful. You got the periodontal abscess, which occurs in the gums. All right, so if you have an infection in that tooth, I don't know if the colloidal silver or the oregano oil or the tea tree oil is going to get to it. Now, a lot of you get a gum infection, and the periodontal abscess, you might have heard that some of these remedies worked because you applied it to the gum. Now, why would I even be entertaining such a question? I'm an MD. I'm board certified in family medicine. Why am I even spending any time on the whole colloidal silver thing or whatever? Well, it's because I've experimented with Colgate toothpaste and ingrown toes and paronychiae, little infections in the toe. And topically applying the Colgate toothpaste to my husband's infected toe while we were waiting, because, you know, his toe looked kind of red. It looked kind of pussy. So he wasn't going to be able to see the doctor till the next day. So I threw some Colgate toothpaste on it, and it was almost all healed the next day. So I'm not that short-minded or narrow-minded to say it has to be that none of these other remedies would ever work. I've seen infections go away without using antibiotics. It's just I would never put my license on the line or your health on the line experimenting. Okay, well, you put your husband's health on the line. He's my husband. No. But realize he was going to get antibiotics the next day from his doctor. I just didn't want to call the doctor at 10 o'clock at night. So I threw the Colgate toothpaste on it, and sure enough, it worked. And I learned that actually from him, because he said when he was in the Boy Scouts, they would put Colgate toothpaste on zits and pimples. And it would help dry up and help deal with the infection, the bacteria in the acne. And so now I'm not saying put Colgate toothpaste on the gum. I'm not saying to put it on the tooth. But what I'm saying is for those of you who believe that some of these topicals could work, I'm never going to fight with you on that idea. Because I think there's a lot of things that you could do topically. Now, he brought up taking an antibiotic, cutting it in half, and rubbing it on there. Unfortunately, these pill forms of antibiotics, no. You can't rub the antibiotic on and it'll work. Remember also, a lot of these antibiotics, they have to be digested. They have to be converted into active form sometimes through the digestive metabolism process, through the liver, etc. So, no, sometimes you can't just rub an antibiotic. Now, Neosporin, a triple antibiotic cream that we use on our cuts, etc., that is made to work in the cream form. But I don't think you could take Augmentin or clindamycin, break it up, mix a solution, and try to rub it in. Now, I would love to talk to you live and figure out what your concerns are with taking the oral antibiotics. The problem is if you do have a true tooth abscess, the infection has got to get drained, and it's got to be cleaned out. Some dentists or oral surgeons will just rip out the tooth. Some will cut and drain the abscess to allow the pus to drain out, then rinse it out with saline, and most doctors will give you an antibiotic, and they could perform a root canal. All right, many of you know what a root canal is, right? You get that drill, it drills into your tooth, they remove the pulp, the diseased pulp, they drain the abscess, and they have to fill and seal the tooth pulp's chambers and the root canals, cap the tooth in a crown, enhance it for strength, right, especially if it's in the back where your molars are, and then hopefully it lasts. But we don't like infected teeth. It scares the hell out of us. So don't be shocked if we say, look, it's antibiotics my way or the highway. Now, you know, many of you will get repeated gum abscesses, repeated infected teeth. You really need good teeth care. I really get nervous about people walking around with cracks in their teeth, with cavities, because they can. They could get infected. Poor gums. Poor gums, they bleed. You have cracks in the gums. Your mouth is a very dirty place. You got bacteria in your mouth all the time. And sometimes it could just fester and start an infection. So we always recommend fluoride toothpaste. We recommend brushing your teeth. We recommend dental floss. Nobody ever says this, but I recommend Waterpik. Our periodontist recommended, our orthodontist had recommended Waterpik. That really flushes things out. This is to prevent any infection. Of course, eating healthy foods, avoiding your sugar, and, you know, making sure that you do see a regular dentist for your checkups. You know, it's pretty frustrating because, you know, many people, they don't have health insurance. And some of them don't have a problem with that. They're like, they're fine. And then all of a sudden, or they don't have dental insurance, and then all of a sudden they get a tooth abscess. It's miserable. And then they end up coming to me on a weekend. And I see them, and I'm like, whoa. All right, and what do? I give them pain medicine, but I give them an antibiotic. I do. So I can't unfortunately encourage you to try any of the topicals or any of the homeopathic or natural type supplements because, again, God forbid that infection spreads. It could kill you. So I can't. I can't, as a board-certified family doctor, MD, I can't recommend it. But am I intrigued by those things being out there, and do I think some of them have potential? Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. It's just until we have a system where we could study them. You know why a lot of these, like oregano oil, isn't studied. The reason why oregano oil isn't studied to the degree that these other medications are is because you don't have a pharmaceutical company putting the money behind it. To study a drug or a chemical is extremely expensive. And there's no incentive for a company who's not going to make money on the over-the-counter oregano oil to go, I'll do the study. That's why you need the government to do the study, or the National Institutes of Health. And oregano oil is kind of farther down on the list. You know, everybody rips on pharmaceutical companies, but they are the biggest group of people doing research because they're trying to promote their drugs. And they have to do studies and make sure it's safe. So a lot of our knowledge comes from these studies from pharmaceutical companies. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on Freeze-Dried Foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Harold writes, so Doc, what you're telling us is no doctor will allow you to take a supplement because they'll be afraid they'll get sued? All right, for those of you that missed the segment before, a gentleman had asked if he could use oregano oil and colloidal silver for his tooth abscess rather than taking the antibiotics he was prescribed. You know, Harold, I mean, in a nutshell, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if there is no protection, if your doctor digs the idea of you putting oregano oil on your gum abscess or tooth abscess, there is no one who could protect him in a lawsuit if something goes wrong. Now, one of you had emailed me a couple days ago going, but wait a second, if the patient wanted you to treat him with an alternative medicine, then why would you get sued? Okay, that is a phenomenal question. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, I apologize if we talk about legal issues a lot on the show, but it, you know, it's a part of what's going on with Medicare and our whole medical system. And we're going to be talking about in a few minutes how Fox News had brought up the question, are doctors going to become extinct under Obamacare? So if a patient, let's say, says, Dahlia, I want this medication, and I give him the medication, and there's an adverse reaction, like the girl who ended up taking in Motrin and going into a toxic epidermal necrolysis, TEN. You guys heard about that? There was a girl who just won $65 million because, Thanksgiving 2003, I believe it was, she was given Motrin for a fever, and she went into a complete allergic reaction. 90% of her skin peeled off. And the company of Motrin got sued. Okay, now, many of you would say, well, rightfully so. I mean, that's pretty scary. There should be warnings on the box, etc. But any medicine could do that to you, any medicine. And if you have an adverse reaction to a medicine, and it's the right jury with the right prosecuting attorney at the right time, you and or the company get sued. That's just the way our system is. All that happened was the parents gave the daughter some over-the-counter Motrin. That's it. And Motrin has been over-the-counter. Children's Motrin has been over-the-counter for years. I've given my kids that same medicine. Unfortunately, she had a horrible reaction that almost killed her. And probably permanently disfigured her. So, of course, she was able to win a lawsuit. All right. But lawsuits happen for a variety of reasons. One of my partners had been working in the quick care, and there was a lady with a dog bite, and he wanted to give her Augmentin. She didn't want Augmentin. She wanted Keflex because Keflex was cheaper at the time. Augmentin, I guess, should have been generic roughly at the time, but it was still a very expensive drug. So she wanted Keflex because it was cheaper. So he gave her Keflex. Well, the infection didn't get better, and it spread. Rather than her saying, all right, well, my bad, I should have listened to the doctor, she went after the doctor. And she couldn't sue, but she went to the board. And he had to defend himself to the board. I go, look, I wanted to give her the medicine, but she didn't want it. So I had to give her the other medicine. And they're like, but, you know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Right? And let's say you ask me, right? Let's say you ask me, Dr. Dahlia, please give me colloidal silver for my tooth abscess. All right? And I do. And let's say the tooth abscess, in theory, spreads. You end up getting sepsis, an infection in the blood, and you end up dying. You may have always loved me as your doctor, but your family member back east or up in Alaska could be furious. What? She didn't give you antibiotics and you died? And they sue. So when you ask, Harold, so doctors are not going to allow, I mean, I don't want to say as an absolute. We physicians always urge you to go and get an over-the-counter remedy. Witch hazel for your hemorrhoids, preparation H, Vagisil, Peridium, over-the-counter Pepcid, Tylenol, Robitussin. I mean, we encourage over-the-counter medications all the time. But if you want us to withhold an antibiotic and say it's okay to try one of these alternative remedies, don't be surprised if we're reluctant, because there is absolutely nothing that could protect us from a lawsuit. Even if we have you sign something, and like a, there's these against the medical advice, okay? If there's a form that we have you sign saying you against medical advice, okay, took the didn't want what we suggested, absolutely, I'm sure there's some attorney that could poke a hole into it. All right, you could have an attorney that could say, but wait a second, you didn't explain to them that they could die. you only said, give me antibiotics, and they were afraid to take antibiotics because they were allergic. And the jury's like, oh, I see. Lawyers could poke holes into anything. I mean, remember, lawyers are very, very good at what they do. They interpret written material. They interpret law. It's an art. It's a fascinating art. Nothing that I would want to devote my life to doing. I'd rather devote my life to medicine. But it's a fascinating art. Unfortunately, right versus wrong gets lost in the process. And doctors get sued. I told you about that doctor that got sued because a patient got lung cancer from smoking. And the doctor never told the patient to stop smoking. The doctor's like, what are you talking about? It's on the cigarette packages that it could cause lung cancer. It's all over the TV. Patient said, I can't read. I'm legally blind. And I don't have a television set. Doctor lost the lawsuit. Are you kidding me? Going back to teeth and tooth abscesses, there's a dentist who's been getting sued back east because his patient had a heart attack. And they blamed the dentist. Why would you blame your dentist? Because you can. You can. Periodontal disease has been linked to heart disease. The patient was seeing the dentist. A lawyer found out that the dentist might have been able to recommend one more thing. Who knows? Maybe an antibiotic, maybe not. And because the dentist didn't recommend it, he's liable for somebody's heart attack. Not the fast food chain, not the lazy boy or the couch, not the television remote gets sued, but the doctor. We live in a society where it's the doctor's fault. It's an art. It's a game. I can't tell you how many times I get asked by lawyers, Dr. Dahlia, will you take a look at this? See where the doctor went wrong. Just look at the notes and see if you could find anything that we could capitalize on. No. No, I'm not going to help you. So you nitpick piece by piece to find something that you could get a doctor on. Are you kidding me? Now, again, who suffers with all this? Well, not only the doctors, but the patients. So here we had a patient who was given antibiotics, calls in, doesn't want to take the antibiotics, right? Is either nervous about the antibiotics, maybe he's nervous about getting a reaction, so he wants to put oregano oil on his tooth abscess or tea tree oil or colloidal silver. And I'm sure he's going to have a hell of a time finding a doctor who'll say, sure, go ahead and do that. That's not how I want to practice medicine, people. If colloidal silver can really help a gum abscess, can we please study it? Can we please experiment with it and be able to tell people that it works? If oregano oil, putting some oregano oil on gums work, I am dying to open up our medicine cabinet and our pharmacy to allowing natural remedies and things to be used. I think that's the way medicine is going to have to go because we're just taking so many pharmaceuticals. But if there's no protection for your dentist, your doctor, your oral surgeon, don't be shocked if they say no. All right, guys, we're going to hit some headlines. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So Fox News came out yesterday with a story talking about doctors becoming extinct under Obamacare. And I know many people are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia is going to go off on Obamacare again, you know. This really is a reality. Okay, I know a lot of you just put your head in the sand and you think that a lot of the right wingers are nuts and we're trying to over make a case But I don't think anybody understands the medical system more than your nurses, your doctors, your pharmacists, your dentists, the people that are in the system. And I couldn't agree with Obamacare. Oh, my gosh. Oh, smack myself for that one. I couldn't agree with this idea that doctors are becoming extinct. Absolutely. This is what we've been talking about on the show now for years. All right? Physician assistants, nurse practitioners are going to be taking on more responsibility. And if you could take on more responsibility and make similar money, why the hell would you go to medical school and put yourself through all that abuse, put yourself through all those years, and put yourself through all that money? According to Fox News, it says under the Affordable Health Care Act, there will now be community-based organizations that are responsible for coordinating individual care. Within these accountable care organizations, doctors may not have the time to coordinate the necessary appointments, follow-ups, and treatments, so some of these functions would be delegated to physician assistants. Physician assistants, they say, are nurses who have the authority to diagnose and treat patients beyond their current jurisdiction. I don't agree with that. Physician assistants are people who are trained specifically to be a physician assistant, where they work under a physician and they practice very similarly to the way he/she practices, and they work with them, just like a nurse practitioner collaborating with a doctor. They say in certain specialties, it's not uncommon for PAs to perform many of the functions of an ophthalmologist, but not all of them. All right, and they say there's been friction between PAs and doctors. Actually, doctors have been working with PAs nicely. Years ago, many doctors had predicted that PAs would take over, and they were very mad at doctors who worked with PAs. But it was just too damn expensive to afford another doctor as a partner. And the reason why it was so damn expensive, it wasn't so much what doctors were making, because, boy, PAs started to make six figures easy. But it was the malpractice. Back in the early thousands, like 2001, 2002, malpractice insurance skyrocketed. And so it was so much more expensive to hire another physician that doctors like, hell with that, I could get a PA. And then, you know, because the other thing, too, we did have a physician, and he didn't like me looking at his charts. It's his charts. Yeah, but it's my office, my license, my insurance. And so if I own the building or if I own the practice and he messes up, and I get sued. A physician assistant, by law, we're supposed to look at the charts. So I look at every single one of my physician assistant charts, and nobody gives me any grief. Yet anytime I've had a doctor in there, they did not want me to look and give my 2 cents. Well, it's a very difficult then relationship to have. Now, I didn't want to look at all of the charts. I mean, I wasn't being obsessive compulsive. But, you know, one of my patients who has a history of brain aneurysm comes in when I'm out of town, and she's complaining of dizziness, and you don't do a neurological workup on her. And then 2 days later, she asks you for the same thing I kind of suggested. It's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. All right, to be able to comfortably work sometimes with another doctor if they don't want to practice very similarly to you. Like, for example, I don't like writing a lot of narcotics, so I write 30 pills at a time. But you have a partner that will write 120 narcotics. Now, how do you guys stay on the same page when it comes to pain management? All right, I'm like, look, this guy's had sciatica. I think he's got a disc protrusion. I'd like to get an MRI. Nah, MRIs are expensive. Let's just give him the pain medicine. So, you know, having another doctor in the office has been very difficult for many doctors. So you end up, now, again, you find somebody that practices like you, it's wonderful. The first doctor we started our practice with, we were right on the money. Even though he ended up getting his homeopathic degree and his acupuncture degree, everything blended. We worked perfectly together. All right, it was perfect. But he later moved off to Oregon. Could do more of his naturopathic medicine, homeopathy, and it was very difficult to find another doctor who could work as well. And then we ended up coming upon the physician assistants, and oh my gosh, they have been phenomenal. But doctors predicted back then that physician assistants would take over because it's cheaper to go to physician assistant school. It's easier to get into the school. Why would anybody then choose medical school over that? And I guess, you know, as we look at this Fox News report, this was something that was predicted years ago. The shortage of primary care doctors. They say, although the number of students graduating medical school has not dropped significantly, what's dropped is many of these graduates going into primary care. they say there's been a 27% drop in people going for primary care. Of course, primary care is your least paid doctor. People think doctors make $400,000 or $500,000 a year. Maybe the surgeons do. Not your primary frontline doctors. Not to mention, remember, your primary doctor is responsible for a melanoma on your toenail and a sty in your eye, you getting glaucoma, going blind from, you know, from an acute angle closure glaucoma. I mean, your primary care doctor is responsible for everything, as opposed to your specialist is responsible for that piece of the body that they specialized in. Not really a lot of incentive for people to want to go into primary care. This next one was an eye-opener for me. Doctors are becoming employees. Many doctors, the small mom-and-pop shop, okay, just like in regular retail, is starting to be a thing of the past as doctors are joining huge conglomerates. It's cheaper for your malpractice. You could maybe negotiate a little bit better reimbursement. You don't have to pay as much. I mean, remember, this is a recession. And many doctors that have their own single practice aren't you know, being able to stay alive. I mean, if your malpractice with no losses is $25,000 a year, that's $25,000 a year. That's not even talking staff. Now, electronic billing software, if you have 3-4 providers, that's going to be easily $100,000. No wonder doctors are saying, to hell with this, I'll just join a group. To hell with this. And as doctors join a group, you're not getting that, you know, doctors will still have their doctor's offices many times and they join a group. But sometimes that, you know, doc, can I just come in and see you? Well, no, it goes through the main company now. And so you lose a little bit of that one-on-one. And when you really lose on the one-on-one is the rise of the virtual doctor. Apparently, with increased volume and decreased reimbursement, you're starting to see video conferencing with doctors. Some insurance companies will pay for you to do a video conference, but you can't touch the patient. So people are worried the diagnoses are going to get missed. I mean, you know, sometimes you need to feel if something's warm. Yeah, a person could say, yeah, I got this rash and it's warm. Sometimes you really can't tell by video. You know, I mean, I need to see if it's blanching. Some of these rashes. So I need to touch it, press down on it, then release my finger and see how long it takes for the blood flow to go through. You know, how do you do medicine on Skype? Then also doctors, I guess, are being replaced by computers. They say many hospitals are now using software to analyze information from their internal systems to see where there's waste. And as a result, many decisions that were typically made by medical professionals are now being delegated to software programs to determine the right course of action. Remember I told you guys a couple years ago how in England there was a system where the patient could give the computer the blood pressure readings or the blood sugar readings, and then the computer would spew out what they should do with their medication. A computer. Is this where healthcare is going? Yes, it is. Absolutely. This is where it's going. A computer. Sorry to say that, guys. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot of medical headlines coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.